Researchers have discovered a genetic mutation involved in 70% of the cases of the deadliest form of skin cancer, malignant melanoma. The discovery appears to provide a key to designing drugs to treat the disease, which kills nearly 40,000 people each year worldwide. Joining us to talk about the discovery is Dr. Andy Futrell, co-leader of the Cancer Genome Project at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, England. Welcome, Dr. Futrell.
Thanks for having me.
This gene mutation is found in 70% of the cases of malignant melanoma. Do you know what causes the gene to mutate?
Actually, we don't. I mean, that's one of the curious findings. The mutation in the BRAF gene actually doesn't bear the most common signature of what is the most usual cause of melanoma. That would be sort of exposure to UV, sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a bit of a mystery as to why this gene is mutated as frequently as it does. I mean, our sort of working hypothesis is it's so keyly involved in sort of the regulation of growth of this particular cell type that it's a key sort of pin to knock out, if you will, for cancer to develop.
What happens when the gene mutates, this BRAF gene?
Well, we did a series of experiments to determine the sort of the function of the broken form, and what it does, it just turns signaling on. Normally, this gene sits on a pathway that's regulated. It's on when it should be and off when it should be. What we found is it's just permanently on, so it's continually providing the cell with signals to grow, irrespective of any other sort of signals to turn itself off. So it's this sort of continual sort of growth process, which is sort of the hallmark of cancer.
But finding this specific gene that's involved in so much malignant melanoma makes it easier to formulate drugs, is that right?
We certainly hope so. This particular gene lends itself to sort of the design of hopefully therapeutic approaches directed specifically at it. There are some examples recently in chronic myelogenous leukemia that sort of genes of this family can be inhibited, that is turned off when they're turned on, and provide quite effective treatments in cancer. So we've certainly begun with more help from the Wellcome Trust to start to develop these inhibitors.
Any idea how soon drugs might be available that would do just that would turn off this gene?
Well, it's a fairly long and sort of arduous process. We've begun sort of the initial stages with trying to find these molecules that would switch it off. From there, it has to go into sort of more refined stages of development and hopefully into clinical trials if all goes well. So I think a reasonable amount of time is in the 5 to 10 year sort of range still. But hopefully it will prove quite useful if it comes to fruition.
This discovery is some of the first fruit of the Human Genome Project, and I wonder if this gives you hope or gives us some hint of the kind of discoveries that will be forthcoming.
I mean, we certainly hope so. I mean, our goal is to take that human genome sequence that's been provided by the Human Genome Project and apply it to what is fundamentally the most common genetic disease, which is cancer. All cancers arise as a result of mutations at the DNA level. By using the genome, we can begin to sort of extract the information out of the genome as to what genes are sort of the culprits in the development of cancer. Anything we learn, any genes we identify, become another sort of in a list of targets we can think about sort of modifying or attacking in terms of better treatments.
Thanks very much, Dr. Futrell.
My pleasure.
Dr. Andy Futrell is the co-leader of the Cancer Genome Project at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, England.